Okay. What do other people call it?
I don't remember, but it's got some more names.
Okay. Couch.
Couch.
Hide a bed. Okay. What do you call all of these pieces in here together?
It's the furniture.
That's what I wanted, the furniture. Okay. What are some of the other, what kind of things do you keep your clothes in, up in your room?
The closet.
The closet. Okay. Anything else? With drawers in it? Anything like that?
Yeah, we have dressers and drawers.
Dressers, okay.
We have the furniture that goes almost any home.
Well, that I'm sure you do. How do you heat your home besides your wood-burning stove here?
Electricity.
Electricity. Okay, mm-hmm. So you have an electric heater?
Yeah, electric.
We have baseboard.
Oh, baseboard heating. Baseboard. Okay. I don't know if you remember being young, when you were young, and in your home growing up, did the wind ever come in through the windows?
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, we got this one pretty snug, but I remember going up way. There was a little space around the window that the wind got through.
Okay.
Well, what about a glass of water if you set it in the window in the winter time? I remember it
freeze. Oh, that cold. Well, we're going to talk about the weather in just a little bit here. This, you might feel this is more your wife's division, but I want you to tell me a little bit about some of the things that you have in your kitchen. In your kitchen sink, what are the things that the water comes out of?
I'm going to have her tell you that.
No, you have to tell me. We'll catch her another time.
Well, we've got a nice modern kitchen.
Okay.
But what
electric range.
Okay.
What does the water come out of?
It's like faucets.
Okay. Do you ever call the faucets anything else? We call them taps at my house.
We call them taps sometimes, but mostly faucets.
If it's outside, if you have a faucet that's outside, do you still call it a faucet?
You still call it a tap.
Tap outside. Okay. What do you usually dry your hands on after you wash your hands, get ready for dinner?
We just use towels.
Towels, okay. What do you use to wash when you wash the dishes after you've eaten dinner? Do you help your wife with the dishes?
I don't think she got any complaint on me on the dishes.
Okay.
I think I do pretty good at washing dishes. I told her once I'd do the dishes and she'd do the cooking, and I think
I think that sounds like a wonderful
good job
arrangement.
With the cooking, and
okay.
That's after I retired from working with hair on her hands.
Okay.
So I've done pretty good to do the dishes, I think.
Okay. What kind of things do you what kind of equipment do you use to wash the dishes with?
Well, we're not the most modern in the world.
That's all right.
We don't have a dryer department under the sink.
Okay, that's fine.
We have to dry them by hand.
Okay.
We haven't got quite that.
Okay. When you cook food, let's say your wife's going to make a big thing of soup. What does she make it in?
Well, we got kettles, saucepans,
okay.
Whatever needs. Pretty well equipped.
Okay. You said you had saucepans and such. If you want to fry yourself up some potatoes, what do you usually fry them in?
Frying pan.
Frying pan, okay.
That's a lousy way to cook potatoes too, I thought.
That's probably true. It's the only way I know how. Okay.
I used to herd sheep a lot in camp, out, you know, in the camp stove, or eat their Dutch ovens to cook over an open fire, and we always fried potatoes. And I, George, I got a lot of stomach trouble eating just those fried potatoes.
Oh, no, I got to be more careful. Okay, well, that sounds interesting that you herded sheep quite a bit. What kind of...